Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Send requests, plot support, text line, get your votes in. Featured artist Friday at 410-583-1057. And by the way, as I keep pointing, because now that we're on video, I keep pointing this way to my left. Coming up next week when I point, you'll actually be able to see what the hell I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, yeah, he looks just like George Michael. Or maybe not. I mean, that's up to you. It's all interpretation. But joining us now to talk about what's happening out at One Winning Drive, get an Oriole question in as well. The Be More Sports podcast, which cover both the Orioles, Mike Bordick, and Ravens, Mike Preston. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline as well. Welcome back, Jerry Coleman. Jerry, good morning. How are you feeling?
Feeling good. Vinny and I both knew the late, great King George Michael.
Very well.
Yep. Good guy. Good guy. I enjoyed him.
Now,
anyway,
yes.
It's a sunny day as we get set for a Ravens practice and waiting for number 8 to show up.
Before we get to that, Orioles real quick. Craig Albernaz brings in Donnie Ecker, who he knew in San Francisco as the bench coach, but keeps Britton, keeps French, keeps Klimek. So what about some level of continuity in the coaching staff? Because Buck Britton's been kind of a golden boy throughout the organization for a while here. Zach's brother, for those who may not know that one.
Yeah, and I like it, and Britton is familiar with a lot of the younger guys who he managed at the, you know, minor league level. Also, the fact that Drew French is very familiar with the pitching staff. I had heard that he was going to be the one holdover, if any. So, I don't know if that's a Mike Elias edict or, you know, he and Albernaz just came to an agreement. We're going to have some of our guys held over. But I do like the continuity factor. Now let's go out and get some new players.
All right, you mentioned number 8, not Cal, not Dave Skaggs, not Andy Etchebarren, Lamar Jackson, who wasn't at practice yesterday with a knee. We were talking about it this morning because the news didn't break till we were kind of sort of getting ready to get off the air. Didn't see Lamar laboring under any circumstance on Sunday. So on a concern level, 10 being we're screwed, 1 being just shut up, this is nothing to be worried about. Where are you putting it at this time?
Probably a 2 or maybe lower, unless he doesn't practice today. I'm going to take the coach at his word because he's had the injury history difficulties already this year, very recently. So I don't think they're messing around with that. I know some people think this may be them covering up the hamstring. I don't see them doing that. I think this is a different type of situation or injury. I'd love to know when it occurred. You know, I can't identify when it occurred.
Probably, Jer, on the sweep, you know, where you got down to the 2. Remember, because he got hit in the knee.
All right. Well, that would be the suspected play for sure, Vinny. And I mean, altogether, even before that happened, I feel that he has lost the burst that he has had throughout his career. Whether it's been injury-related or father time, it's just not the same burst we have seen from Lamar. And again, we'll see if he's out there today. They said he would be, so we will take the team at its word. And it'll be business as usual. If not, then the red flags come out, because this was a team that was so healthy just a week ago, and now you add Marlon Humphrey and a couple other guys to the list. We're not going to see Rashad Bateman. It starts to be a concern.
What's the vibe in a locker room, Jer, when you've been in there this week?
Very positive. They're on a roll. They have a cupcake schedule. They won't tell you that, but they know that. And, you know, they're playing decent football. So everyone's upbeat. The music's playing. Obviously, no one's playing ping pong or video games. There is a large TV that's still bolted into the locker room that's not removable, but the vibe is good.
Now, Jer, is there, like, any talk amongst coaches, you know, concern about the offensive line? Because to me, that is the biggest concern that they've got, is the offensive line problems.
Well, publicly, they won't tell you that, but privately, huge concerns over the pass blocking or lack thereof. Lamar is running for his life. And you got a guy who may have an injured knee in that situation. You got to be very careful. And that's why it's great to have a guy like Pat Ricard back, because, I mean, Cleveland's defense is the strength of that team. So that is something that does worry the Ravens. And they haven't done much to improve this offensive line, especially when it comes to pass blocking. And even the short yardage situations, they're not able to convert. I put on the offensive line more so than the running backs.
Yeah. Now, Jared, like, listening to Harb's talk and stuff, and you're out there all the time, and you see his expressions and everything else. It seems to me, you know, as much love as he gives the defense, he's involved heavily in those defensive meetings because he doesn't talk much about the offense.
No, I think he is. He's there with Chuck Pagano sitting in to see what Zach Gore has to say. I think he just leaves Monken alone with the offense and lets him do his thing. I mean, you know, he'll intervene every once in a while and find out what's going on. But I think his attention has been directed more so towards the defensive side of the football. And they've started to play a lot better. But again, I think that may be a byproduct of who they're playing.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. Now, Jared, let's talk a little bit about the rookies, because, I mean, Starks is stepping up, playing better. And we heard Roquan talk about him yesterday, too, while you were standing there. Buchanan, Starks, Green. You know, all of them are, you know, adding something to this group.
Absolutely. I mean, this is something we've all been waiting for since they were drafted. And, you know, Starks in the first round, Green right there after him with the chip on his shoulder. And, of course, Buchanan, who's leading the team in tackles. I don't think anyone saw that coming. But they're all having terrific years, and it's just taken a while, a few games, which is expected to acclimate. I mean, not many rookies are able to do that. I mean, you look at the rookie quarterback they're facing this week, and Dylan Gabriel, he's looked awful this year. It's a different position. But, yeah, I think the Ravens coaches on the defensive side certainly are very happy with the progress those rookies are making.
Jerry Coleman, Be More Sports Podcast, got the Orioles and the Ravens. We'll get into those real quick, Jer, if you will. Zach Gore, he was like the number one enemy around these parts in October, maybe outside of Mike Elias, most hated guy in the Baltimore sports fandom. What about Zach Gore rehabilitating his image here, and how much credit does he deserve for the defense turning it around? Maybe they're not elite. They're not. And they're certainly not the 2000 Ravens of 25 years ago. But how much credit should we give Zach Gore for this team now being acceptable on Sundays as opposed to being dreadful?
I think he deserves some credit, Bob. I mean, everyone was all over him, and rightfully so. The defense, you know, at times looked confused. I mean, you had players talking to each other. Are we lined up in the right formation? And that goes back to the coaching. And I think, you know, he got some harsh words from John Harbaugh and some other people inside that building. And they like him. You know, he's been a long-term member of this team, and he deserves the credit. But again, it's the opponent as well, and we'll see what happens. You know, they have lost their last three or four in Cleveland. I went back and looked. I couldn't even believe that, but it's true. They have not played well in Cleveland the last 4 years overall, so that's something to keep an eye on. I mean, Cleveland doesn't have many playmakers, but they still have Myles Garrett. And, you know, as far as stopping this Cleveland offense, he's going up Zach Gore's defense against a rookie quarterback either way. Whether we finally see Shedeur Sanders, or probably they'll stick with Dylan Gabriel, but I'm hoping Shedeur shows up.
He's Jerry Coleman. Tell us about the Be More Sports Podcast, covering both the Orioles and the Ravens.
Well, on the football side, we are talking about what went down in Minnesota and, you know, all the fun that happened there and the thing with the crowd noise and how that affected the Vikings more so than the Ravens. The Ravens, you know, it was funny. They were practicing with crowd noise yesterday, and I didn't say it on microphone, but I did joke to the coach. I mean, really? I mean, how many people are you expecting? You know, it's probably going to be in the dozens, but they actually had the crowd noise going. So we're talking about crowd noise. We're talking about Paul Tagliabue on the Be More Football podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I had that infamous question to him about the museum back before the Ravens clobbered the Giants in Super Bowl 35. Baseball side, we catch up with Brett Hollander, talk a lot about the new manager, and we got John Smoltz just ahead next week. So you can watch it or listen to it. Go to Be More Sports Pod. It's that simple. Sure. One word, Be More Sports Pod.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jerry Coleman. Jerry, appreciate the time as always. Say hi to Harb Sports out there today and Zach or Todd Munkin. We got Harb's Monk and Zach today. Big old warm and fuzzy though, Thursday.
Bob, hopefully we hear from Lamar today, too. That's most important.
That's true. We can call him whatever we want as long as he's there at 425 in Cleveland. Jerry Coleman, talk to you later.
You got it.
There's Jerry Coleman, everybody. We'll come back. Talk to Nolan McGraw. Take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Speaking of Harbs, going to hear from him, Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton, who met with the media yesterday. No Lamar Jackson, no problem. At least for yesterday, it becomes a problem. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. Lamar don't play. This game gets more interesting, and it's probably going to be more interesting than the 7.5 that it's already at. Maryland football, your confidence level in the current regime is what? Losers of 5 in a row and not taking positive steps.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature. Where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different.
It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.